We're doing a podcast today. We're doing it in my car. Basically, I've had a whole day full of meetings. I've been doing group coaching today. And, you know, basically, I just couldn't get the stuff in. So Chuds and I were off. We're going out for a dinner meeting now, projector meeting. I thought, well, you know, how can we leverage our time better? So I wanted to do this daily podcast. Yesterday was just impossible. Didn't get it done. So here we are, doing the podcast in the car. You'll be able to listen in live. I've got my lapel on. If you've got any comments or questions that you'd like to ask as we go through the podcast, please do it. This podcast is going to be titled Making Your Teams More Profitable. And it's a whole thing that I've been discussing with my group coaching clients today, how we can make our teams more profitable. It's a great thing to discuss. I hope you're going to enjoy the podcast. Don't forget, if you're listening to this on Facebook, but you'd like to hear it in crisp audio, DAB quality, then you need to head on over to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They're all there. So let's get into it. I spent the day today with my group coaching clients, and the whole subject of today's was how we can make our team more profitable. And I done a big list, and here is said list that I discussed today. And I wanted to bring this up on the podcast because I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, we're all doing more with less, and I want us to think about how we can make our teams more profitable. So here's some of my key compelling points that I think will help make your teams more profitable. So we're all doing more with less, and that's just the way it is. You know, there's more X's, more costs coming into businesses. I mean, God, I think about business rates and our rent rises and the constant fight. So I'm also looking at what is the biggest cost in the business. You know, the biggest cost in our business walks on two legs, and we've got to be constantly on that. I mean, I feel all I do is talk about labour in our business, but it's that crucial. It's, you know, some months for us, it costs us near on £400,000 a month. I've got to keep on talking about it. So let's quickly look at the three most important KPIs in a business. Number one, we want to be focusing on a monthly profit and loss, average customer value, and your labour to turnover ratio. The business owner wants to be working on IMC, that's innovation, marketing, and culture. So let's strip out innovation and marketing, look at the culture of that IMC. When we look at that, we realize that the right set of cultural and value statements for the business is what is going to make you more profitable. If there is great culture around the teams that work for you, you're just going to be a more profitable business. Very, very simple, very, very true. And if you don't believe in it can be done, then how can you expect that your team are going to believe that it can be done? You know, you've got to be continually, you know, motivating your team, giving the best cultural, the best value statements that, yeah, we can get through these difficult times, or we can get through these times that are tougher. And by installing this great culture, you should be able to get it done. And you've got to, that starts with an entrepreneur or a leadership statement saying, this is what we're going to achieve, this can be done, and this is how we're going to do it. When it comes to your team, and then believing in the business so that they can be more profitable, make sure you can have your mind changed. Never by theory, but by fact. So if someone presents a great fact to you, make sure you can have your mind changed. I think that's a really good way of motivating team members. Next thing is coal or cultivate. So if you've got toxic employees that are letting the business down, toxic people that are pushing the business down, your job as a business leader, business owner, is to cull those people and cultivate the best people. And I think about it like a school. You really think about school. The naughty kids were always the ones that got the most attention. The smart kids, the intelligent kids, got less attention from the teacher. How is that fair that the smart people that want to learn, that want to progress, get less attention? All the HR resources goes to your hard staff, and that is not right. And so if you're a private enterprise, you really need to focus on making sure that we cultivate the best people to make good people great people, and great people outstanding people. One of the early phrases that I got told by an accountant when I started off in my business is this: if you can't change the people, you have to change the people. And I do believe that some people can be changed. I do believe that we can improve some level of some level of staff engagement and staff profitability. Every single member of staff that works for your business has to be a profitable entity for the business to survive. So I do think that you can cultivate some people that might seem not right at the beginning. But if you can't change the people and you've put all that effort in, then you have to come down to the hard facts and reality that eventually we do have to change the people. When it comes to running a profitable team, also when it comes to running a profitable team, you need to understand this as well. Understanding the big difference, the huge massive difference between entrepreneurship and management. And most businesses need two people. They need two types of DNA. They need the entrepreneurial DNA, and they also need the management DNA. Chudders, why are you laughing? I've got Chudders sitting next to me.
You're trying to avoid the fact that your phone holder's not working by holding up your hand.
Chatters is laughing at me because I'm holding the phone. Which
you're trying to pretend nothing's wrong, trying to carry on with it. Yeah. Just admit it, it's not working.
I don't know what I did before. Sorry about these guys, I'm trying to just...
Break your glasses.
Well, I will do that for the quality of our entertainment, Chuds. I can't get it. Oh, what did I do before? Oh, there we go. Right, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys. I lost my phone stand, but I'm back now. So understand the big difference between entrepreneurship and management, and most people just don't get this. We call it E plus M equals S when we talk about success seminars, and anyone that follows our stuff, you need to make sure you've got entrepreneurship, that's leadership and management. If you really want teams to be profitable, it's all about the quality of the management, not the leadership. I firmly, strongly believe that you need to manage people and understand that the difference between leadership and management. Leadership is where we're going, management is how we're going to get there in the most efficient, profitable way, and understanding those two different types. Understand this as well: when you employ a member of staff, it usually takes 90 days for them to understand the business, get behind the business, know where everything is. And if we can find any ways of speeding this up, this is smart, and this can make teams more profitable. How do we do it? Very, very simple. This is how we do it. We up our training. We don't just let someone shadow you for one day. We don't just get the person that's been with the company the longest to be the trainer. We get the person with the best attitude, the best culture, the best systems, the best processes. We create operations bibles. We create great systems and processes to speed that 90 days up. Next thing I think is dive in and check the business out every now and then. Everyone says you've got to be on your business, not in your business. Absolutely true. Of course you've got to be on your business. But every now and then, dive back in. Look at the systems and processes. Look at the way the business is running. Just even if it was one day a month, going in the warehouse, if you're in shipping, see how that operates. Answer the phones. See if you can pick up any tips and tricks that can really improve systems and processes in the business that maybe your team haven't noticed. By doing that, you can create new systems and processes that are far smarter, that are going to make your teams more profitable. The faster you learn, everyone has more capacity, the better. This is a big thing with business owners. The faster you learn that everyone works at, very rarely do you get anyone working at 100% of their capacity. The faster we understand that, the faster we can try and get more capacity out of people, get more out of them. How can you get them from a 6 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10? What things can you do? What positive pressure can you put around them to make them even more efficient employees for your business? Now, this is another thing that I think you should understand as a business owner. People go, but I'm going to say it. We need to understand that most employees are stealing from you at some point. That I'm not saying they're going to still cash out the till, but they will definitely be stealing time from you. You know, and once we understand that, because we're human beings, we need downtime. You know, I'm stealing time from the business every now and then. I might wander off for 10, 15 minutes and have a bit of a downtime, but you know, that might make me more efficient down the road. But as long as we understand those things that happen, we can start putting systems and processes in, improving that to get, you know, an extra 5-10% occupancy out of your team members. Here's a little quote I'd like to read out for you, really powerful here, and I want you to understand this. Just like you, you are not your customer, and nor are you, you're not, sorry, I'm going to read that again. Just like you are not your customer, you are not your team. Folks, you represent, as a business owner, the crazy 0.2% of society who actually want to employ people. You think differently, but understanding this gives you a distinct advantage. Understanding them, i.e. your team, gives you a superpower, and in return, understanding them and how they operate and work gives you a return by increasing a surge in productivity. So once you understand this, it's very, very powerful. So I'm going to finish this podcast off here, because I think, you know, there's quite a lot of information to digest. Make sure you leave us a review on your favourite podcast platform. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. We'll be back tomorrow with more listening love to help grow your business. See you real soon. Bye-bye.